The news from Ellensburg Community Radio for Monday, January 13th. Central Washington University features multiple music events this week. Guest trombone artist Matt Lennox performs a recital at 6 p.m. Tuesday in the McIntyre Recital Hall. Students and faculty will also be featured. Seattle Symphony Concertmaster Noah Geller will present a short performance of Dvorak and Handel Halvorsen at 6:30 p.m. Thursday in the McIntyre Recital Hall, followed by a masterclass and possibly a question and answer session. A trio recital featuring CW Music alumnus Liam Cameron will be held at 6 p.m. Friday in the McIntyre Recital Hall. The Kittitas County Chamber of Commerce After Hours event is from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesday at the Jensen Farms Outpost at 211 East 1st Street in Cleom. This monthly event is an opportunity to meet local professionals, build partnerships, and share insights that will elevate your business and career. Central Washington University starts its Pack the Pantry effort today. There are 9 locations across campus to drop off food and essential items. Locations and a link to make a cash donation are on the CW website. The Ellensburg Public Library celebrates its 115th year anniversary from 4 to 6 p.m. Wednesday at the Hal Holmes Community Center. The celebration includes light refreshments, cake, and live music by the Cale Bartness Trio. Interweavings, Photography and Sculpture by Jean K. Simmons opens with a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday in Randall Hall, Room 141. The exhibit features photographs of figures posed and integrated into the landscape, with foraged grasses, vines, and branches woven into elegant garments and hair extensions. Simmons' sculptural work incorporates bark, thorns, and roots. The exhibit will be up at the Sarah Spurgeon Gallery through February 8th. In high school basketball this weekend, the Ellensburg boys team lost 75-58 to Sela on Friday, but bounced back to beat East Valley 68-60 on Saturday. The Bulldog girls remained unbeaten on the season, beating Sela 81-35 on Friday, and topping East Valley 72-13 on Saturday. The Ellensburg teams are at Topnish on Tuesday, with the girls at 5:30 and the boys at 7 p.m. The Kittitas boys defeated Highland 73-31 on Friday, but lost to LaSalle 79-50 on Saturday. The Coyote girls beat Highland 54-12 on Friday. The Clallam Rosin boys lost to White Swan 70-66 on Friday, but beat Highland 60-19 on Saturday. The Warrior girls defeated White Swan 65-30 on Friday and topped Highland 61-11 on Saturday. The Clallam teams are at Tri-Cities Prep on Tuesday. The CW men's basketball team completed a successful trip to Alaska, defeating Alaska Fairbanks 93-74 on Thursday, and beating Alaska Anchorage 64-52 on Saturday. The sweep improved the Wildcats' record to 10-5 overall, 4-1 in Great Northwest Athletic Conference play. Central returns home to play Seattle Pacific University at 7:30 p.m. Thursday. The CW women were edged 67-65 by rival Western Washington in Bellingham on Saturday. The Wildcats led 51-40 at the end of the third quarter. The loss dropped the Wildcats to 10-4 overall and 4-2 in Great Northwest Athletic Conference play. Central hosts Seattle Pacific at 5:15 p.m. on Thursday at Nicholson Pavilion. The fish open table lunch today is sweet pea and ham soup, split pea and ham soup, garlic toast, and applesauce. Lunch is open to all seniors age 60+. From 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clallam. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clallam Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 38 degrees. Sunset is at 4:37 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 27 degrees. Winds will be light and variable. This newscast can be found at www.ebergradio.org. This has been Michael Gallagher for Ellensburg Community Radio. Ellensburg Community Radio is pleased to be sponsored by Jim's Class, located at 1505 North Water Street in Ellensburg. For information about becoming an ECR sponsor, email info@ebergradio.org.